for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Opening up more sources of gas will be critical to preventing price hikes over the next 2 years, but New South Wales' best chance at creating its own supply is being throttled. The Narrabri gas project has been delayed by an appeal on climate change grounds, despite the nation's consumer watchdog issuing a stark warning about a looming gas shortfall for New South Wales. It comes amid rising gas prices, with Australian supplies from other states tied up in overseas contracts. And to read more, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. New South Wales is steaming ahead towards 6 million vaccine doses, and the Prime Minister's talking up a gear change when 70% of the population is vaccinated. But the message has been slow in getting to Queenslanders. The state's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says border restrictions may not come down, even when vaccination thresholds are met. New South Wales recorded 830 new cases on Sunday, the highest daily number recorded in Australia during the pandemic, with three additional deaths, taking the toll of the Delta outbreak to 71. But the worsening outbreak has led to New South Wales residents getting jabbed at one of the fastest rates in the world. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The golfing world has been left stunned by a Blue Mountains amateur who nailed not one, but two holes in one in a single round. Christopher McCartney proclaimed he was in golfing heaven after pulling off the rare feat, which experts rate at a likelihood of around 1 in 67 million. The Mount Victoria man started playing golf again 2 years ago after taking up the sport in his youth, and his performance at Blackheath Golf and Community Club on Saturday will draw the envy of the game's elite. And after decades of procrastinating, Peter Vlandis has declared D-Day has finally arrived for NRL expansion. Today, a series of highly anticipated interviews will get underway with the three teams shooting to become Brisbane's second. Vlandis concedes the meetings with the Jets, Firehawks and Dolphins will have a huge bearing on what decision the NRL makes. The issue on whether now is the right time for expansion has divided the game, especially given the financial implications relating to COVID, as well as the constant debate about whether there's enough rugby league talent to support another team. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au, and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.